A century ago, women won the right to vote in the U.S. It didn't come cheap. The decades-long campaign leading up to that moment required a lot of money, on the order of what political parties spend on elections. Records from the time show hundreds, if not thousands, of donors giving amounts ranging from 25 cents to several thousand dollars. In 1914, one wealthy widow donated her estate, which was worth more than $1 million at the time. The suffragettes used donor funds to publish newspapers and silent films, and like any typical campaign, they hired lobbyists. Still, not everyone in the movement was represented in these efforts. Wealthier white women who gave to the cause often exerted outsized power, and the movement was rife with racism. Many of the leading suffragettes and the movement's more powerful financiers didn't make it a priority to push for an end to exclusionary practices, like poll taxes or literacy tests. Those practices would continue to restrict voting for poor women and many women of color for decades after the 19th Amendment was ratified.